Now we'll move on to Vice President Edward Seidel, who's going to present for us the aforementioned report on Discovery Partners Institute, an engine for economic development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the board, for time to present to you today. I'm really pleased to be here. I managed to brief the board in executive session some months ago about progress we were making as we were working on this, and this is the first opportunity I've had in public session to talk about these activities. Today, I will focus on the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network and the activities that were announced 4 weeks ago today, I think it was. But the beginnings of this go back for not only a few months and years, but actually for quite a few years. I know Governor Rauner has been working on things like this for a long time. And when we began to talk with the governor last year, it was clear that we had a very good match. And you'll see the results of where we are. But before I get into the DPI and the Illinois Innovation Network, I want to talk to you a little bit about what the office does more generally in the Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation's office. I was asked to prepare over the next few months a series of presentations, and so although today I focus on the DPI and the IIN, we will in time talk about our offices of technology management that we have. We have a terrific team in both Chicago and in Urbana that operate different offices for technology management, and I would call it sort of, it says protect, but another way to think of it is empowering the faculty to be entrepreneurial and to have economic impact by forming companies. We have a fantastic unit called Illinois Ventures that funds a lot of activities, particularly focusing on ideas that come out of the university, but it does go beyond that. We have support for beginnings of companies through Enterprise Works in particular, and we also have a terrific research park in Urbana, and we're looking to not only grow but strengthen that activity, but in fact at all three universities we want to strengthen what we consider from the point of view of the DPI and the Illinois Innovation Network, nodes. And so without very strong nodes, and we will work very hard to strengthen those nodes, the DPI itself wouldn't be successful. So you'll hear more about those activities going forward. These fit among three different themes that are important for the university generally. The first one is training and retaining talent. So it's very important to us that not only that we train talent, and we're great at training talent. We have 82,000 students. We are the number one provider of talent for companies like Intel and Microsoft. They're not based in Chicago or in Illinois, and so we want to think about also what do we do to retain them, and this is in part what we're trying to do with the Discovery Partners Institute, to really make a dent in the system, to have something that's at a critical mass that will not only retain talent but will attract it from around the world. We want to support entrepreneurs generally, and we're doing this around our individual campuses. We want to do this on a statewide basis with partners, and the Discovery Partners Institute will do much more of that than I think as any other competing institute like it around the world would have the capacity to do. And then creating innovation clusters. So the idea is that we will create value around companies that are being formed, not only around Chicago and around our nodes, but across the state and across the nation. Let's see. Perhaps you can drive for me. So I also want to make a point. I like Altogether Extraordinary. This predates that. Stronger Together. What we're talking about today, I think, wouldn't have happened without the system and without the three universities in the system coming together. It goes beyond what an individual can do, and I think it's really important to recognize that the system, and particularly in this role, plays really a strong role in pulling these things together. Next slide. So this is a picture, diving into the Discovery Partners Institute itself. This is a picture of the site. You can see the green field below. That's the 62-acre site from which we've had a donation to build out the Discovery Partners Institute. This would be built in the lower left-hand corner there. It is just a stone's throw from the UIC campus, so we believe that this will be a terrific platform for UIC and for all three universities to grow. But look at that location. Look at the backdrop there. It is right downtown. It is in what will become, we hope, a new tech corridor that will rival others around the world at a size and scale that you just can't find anywhere else. And I'll get into that in a few minutes. Next slide. Again, to point out that this leverages all three universities of the system, and we will continue to drive this from the system level to accelerate innovation and drive economic growth. Next slide. This is a movie. We have two movies for you today. The first one you've seen, which is almost made me cry. The second one, I think, doesn't quite make me cry, but it's very, very powerful in terms of describing what it is we're trying to do. Next, can you play the movie? Thanks.
Imagine a dynamic new model of working, living, learning, and thriving. It's a brand new approach to building prosperity and civic life, inspired by our greatest challenges, catalyzed by science and technology, driven by design, and scaled for speed to global impact. We're leveraging the bandwidth of the fastest network on the planet to attract the world's most brilliant minds, to connect the most innovative ideas, to generate jobs and wealth. A collective experience of innovation in action, declaring to the world that Chicago and the state of Illinois are leading the 21st century, taking on the greatest challenges of our society and industry, powering the greatest opportunities for economic, educational, and cultural growth. Welcome to a new archetype of the research university, entrepreneurial, experience-based, purpose-driven, and world-changing through open innovation and extensive partnerships. A new global nexus centered in Chicago, led by the University of Illinois. Introducing the Discovery Partners Institute.
Next slide. So to get into what the Discovery Partners Institute and the network around it would actually do. So, of course, we're very interested in addressing solving world-class problems and creating problem-solving, and out of that, creating products and value that adds to the economy and adds to society. And this is very much in the land-grant mission of the university and something I think is really in our DNA. So we want to be able to do this and to do this even better than ever before. We want to retain and grow local talent and attract companies. And this is another reason why we think doing something at this scale, building on all three universities, will allow us to do that better than before. To address critical societal and industry challenges that can't be done in any other way than working with faculty, students, postdocs, and companies ethically working together in a collaborative way, very much the way the Innovation Center operates here at UIC. That's very much an inspiration for me and how we'll be doing this going forward. And then to create an unparalleled innovation environment so that new companies can be created at scale that you don't have elsewhere. The vision is reinventing the role of the research university by interdisciplinary partnerships. And we really mean that in the sense that we want to deeply integrate research and education assets that we have at the university with entrepreneurship and company work and creating offices from major companies that would work in partnership with us to address challenges. And the student experience, had a great discussion last night with one of the students working at the UIC Innovation Center, saying what were the best things that you had done in the last year. It was working at that center with BMW and Caterpillar on projects that really bring together students from all disciplines working on problems that really have impact back on society. And so we want to be able to do this. We also want to pioneer this networked innovation partnership where we have not just Chicago and the nodes around our universities, but across the entire state. And we have a lot of creative ideas about how we'll be working with students from SIU and NIU and other universities across the state and across the world. As Tim mentioned earlier, we had a fantastic visit in Israel, and we were hoping at least one of the university we visited would be interested. All five of them are very interested, and we're already pursuing how to develop those relationships out. So the idea around the network would be that we would have these sites anchored by our three universities. I have a blow-up of the Chicago area, and from this angle it's a little hard to see, but we have also Northwestern and the University of Chicago as partners, Fermilab and Argonne National Laboratory also as partners in this as we're going forward, and that's just around the Chicago area itself. Then you branch out and you go out to across the entire state. We have many, many thousands of students, well over 100,000 students from these institutions that would be able to work together to come either at their local environments where the nodes would be increased or to work with the people at the Discovery Partners Institute going forward. We have a development plan that's very early on in terms of the details of it, but we have in some detail planned out that by 2020 we would expect to have some buildings actually in place. So that's very aggressive. That's just 3 years from now. But I hope that by 2019, we would be able to have a number of students and faculty in a sort of a small cohort to get things started with a number of companies. And then we'll build out not only research and laboratory space and classroom space here, but also residential living space. We would hire at least 90 new faculty. And in our plans, these would be fully endowed faculty positions that would come from philanthropy, but would provide tenure lines for home universities, our three universities. So we would work together to build up the local environments and then collect it through the DPI, and at least 1,800 students. On the right-hand side there, you can see an artist's rendition of what Related Midwest has already planned, but the DPI would be this building in the background. You might not see it very well, but the one with a lot of green around it. It's very important that we create a sort of a bucolic oasis in the midst of this downtown environment right on the river, and we think it's going to be a beautiful place that will attract people, where people will come to learn, live, play, and work and innovate all together. Next. We've worked very hard initially. The first meeting we had to begin to plan this out was over a year ago in University Hall in the 27th floor. We met with a number of faculty and deans and the chancellors to talk about what areas might be of interest here. And over a period of a few months, we came up with some white papers co-authored by, for example, health and wellness, by Dimitri Azar and Andreas Congaleras, working together with a number of faculty to come up with initial ideas for this. Also computing data and predictive analytics. When we talk to companies, we say, we're the University of Illinois system. We have all this capacity. How can we help you? It doesn't matter what market sector they're in. They're almost always first saying cybersecurity, data and data analytics, simulation and modeling, and occasionally they get into whatever their market sector is. But these are problems that they all have in common and problems for which we have enormous amounts of expertise. So we have white papers in all three of these areas. And then food and agriculture. You could think about maybe conceptually agriculture. There's a tremendous amount of agriculture, agricultural science, genomics, and so on that is being done throughout the state, not only in Urbana, but at all of our partner universities as well, including within the system. But then also food, the food piece of this being in Chicago, the commodities exchanges, the food capital of the world, logistics, transportation. How does all this come together, the business side of it? So these are just three examples. And we will begin now to work, now that we've had a public announcement, we will work with the faculty across the three universities to re-examine all of these and potentially other areas that we might want to develop going forward. Can you advance that for me? Thanks. So the physical characteristics, I mentioned this before. We are very interested in creating this, an iconic design, someplace that not only would be an attractor for local students and talent, but people around the world would say, my goodness, look what they're doing in Chicago. It's at a scale that goes beyond any other activity that I'm aware of. So you might have heard of the Cornell Tech activity in New York City on Roosevelt Island, that Cornell partnered with the Technion, catalyzed by a $100 million gift from Mayor Bloomberg at the time. We have enough room to expand beyond that by a factor of five, actually. And we have a lot of partner universities with an enormous talent base to draw on. So we think that this can really have that sort of that kind of impact, but also with this neighborhood feel. It's very important to us that we build this as a community resource, that we're beginning to work with community groups around Chicago, Chicago Public Schools, the city colleges, community groups as well. So this is a place to celebrate the diversity of the city and to show how, when you integrate this, you can have innovation. Next slide. So I've talked about this in several different ways, but I would say we're hoping, we have a picture of the globe here, and the idea is we want to also attract talent from around the globe. As you heard earlier, our visit with Israel, not only do they have enormous wells of intellectual talent, they've got an amazing entrepreneurial spirit that's unparalleled. I think it's unmatched anywhere in the world. They're number two in the world in creating new companies. And that's not accounting for their per capita. It's not by size. It's just by raw numbers. And so it's a perfect partner for us to help attract talent and also the sort of spirit and culture that I think we want to build into the DPI and, in fact, across our universities. Next. So there's a couple points I want to make on this slide in particular, driving economic growth. So we have worked with some of our colleagues who've been working, have a lot of experience in the industry, to sort of begin to do early projections. How much economic impact could this have? And you'll see a number here, about $100 billion over 25 years, or to create 1 million jobs. Now, at first, that might sound like, how can you possibly do that? I'll just give you one example as a benchmark for us. So I had the privilege a few years ago of working very closely with a small university on the East Coast called Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They have only 13,000 students, and of course, they're world-renowned for their economic impact. Their study of themselves showed that they would be between number 9 and 10 in the G17 of countries, and so in terms of their economic output. And so with 13,000 students, we have 80,000 students in our system alone, and we have partners like the University of Chicago and Northwestern and potentially a number of other partners, not only across the state, but from across the world. So our impact could certainly multiply what they do by a large factor, and they have projected that the companies founded by their alumni produce 4 million jobs globally and have a $2 trillion aggregate sales output. So the economic output from their companies is $2 trillion. And so imagine multiplying that and concentrating it and making this happen, starting with Chicago and then building out across the state and across the country. I think we can have impact like that and beyond. We have a very aggressive timeline. This will depend in part on how quickly we're able to raise the funds from both private and state sources, but we're feeling very good about where we are there in terms of the kinds of pledges we've had so far. We would hope to plan, and in my message to all of you in our three universities within the system here is that we are going to work very hard to create working groups that address everything from the themes to the urban design to the business aspects of this and think through how we actually collaborate in a much more deep way, what would be the curriculum, what are the governance issues. So all of those things will be happening in the next 6 months to a year. We hope to have a first retreat, or charrette as Tim likes to call them, before Christmas to get started on this. But we hope then to break ground in the following year to actually have a small cohort of students in 2019 and then be fully operational by 2022 or 2023. Next slide. We have already announced major partners, University of Chicago and Northwestern University, and then, of course, within the University of Chicago that manages both Fermilab and Argonne National Lab. We've had very good discussions initially, including on Monday, had a very long discussion with some of the leadership from both of those universities along with ours. There's a thing that I was working on some years ago called the Advanced Computing Innovation Partnership that has membership from all of these institutions. And in particular, when you saw earlier about the fastest networks on the planet, they come together in Chicago. They're actually managed by Northwestern University. And the first thing they said when I was talking to them about this on Monday was, well, we can provide high-speed networks to Israel, to Mexico, to China for deep collaborations, and UIC is the expert in creating collaborative environments that we want to deploy across these sites. So I think we have a lot of technology that we can bring to this right away. And last slide, just want to say I've been working on this for the last year. I've had a very charmed career and being able to work on a lot of exciting projects in my life. This is the most exciting one I think I've ever had a chance to work on, and I'm really thrilled to be able to help move it forward. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Seidel. Very exciting. Questions, comments? All right, ambitious.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please go ahead, Jim.
So I'm wondering whatever happened to the project that we invested, I think, $10 million in a few years ago, dealt with creating 3D manufacturing in Chicago, and as I know, it demonstrated evidence of how you do it. But has that program progressed at all? And to what extent is the university still involved in it?
So that probably predates me, but I think you might be talking about UI Labs.
UI Labs.
Right. So that project is still going. It has UI stands for University Industry Partnerships, and so the University of Illinois universities there are relationships with that continue to this day, and there are many universities that are involved in that, but they don't have the same kind of focus that we do on bringing together a critical mass of faculty, students, postdocs, and companies to work in a collaborative environment. And so I think I've had long discussions with the leadership of UI Labs. They're interested in working with us on this, but we have different focus.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Any other questions or comments?
Just a question. I know the physical site, Amazon, if they were to come to Chicago, is there room for both of us there?
I think there is. It's a big spot there. And I guess it partly depends on how high you build, but there's a lot of space there. And that is part of the Chicago play for Amazon. That's been part of it.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Seidel.
Thanks
for all your efforts on this.